Unit 5. The Legacy of the Rikeijo. Obtaining a university degree may not seem like a major obstacle for many women nowadays, but that was not the case until the latter half of the 20th century. In fact, it was almost unthinkable at the beginning of the 1900s. Throughout subsequent years, women have had to work very hard to prove that they are just as capable as men in the world of academics. This is especially true for the study of the hard sciences, which is an area still dominated by men. We will take a look at some of the pioneering Rikeijo, women in science, in Japan. So who were these pioneers, and what motivated them to pursue a higher education in the sciences against difficulties almost impossible to overcome? One of these women was Sara Orihara, the first female student to enter and graduate from Tokyo Institute of Technology. She obtained a scholarship to study in the Department of Dye Chemistry in 1931. Among about 150 students who entered Tokyo Tech that year, she was the only female student. After graduating, she resumed teaching at Tokyo Women's Higher Normal School. Orihara married Kiyoshi Takiura, one of her classmates at Tokyo Tech, in 1939, and gave birth to a son. If you think taking care of a family and working full-time is difficult today, just imagine how difficult it was for her in wartime Japan. Her husband was transferred to the Kansai region in 1943 when her son was just a toddler. Orihara remained in Tokyo and had to bring her son to work every day, as there were no childcare facilities in those days. Her son would play under her desk while she lectured. Another pioneering college woman, Michiko Togo, entered Tokyo Tech in 1947. She came from two generations of scientists. Her maternal grandfather, Kunihiko Iwadare, founded NEC Corporation, and her father graduated from Tokyo Tech. She desperately wanted to become an engineer in order to contribute to Japan's post-war recovery. Her determination helped her pass the difficult and competitive entrance exam. However, she experienced culture shock after she started to attend classes on campus as the only female student. She experienced some embarrassment concerning the absence of a woman's bathroom, so she asked her academic supervisor to have a sign saying "women only" on one bathroom door. After graduating, she continued her studies in the United States for 2 years. Upon returning to Japan, she married a pastor and supported him with his missionary activities. The position of women in society has risen considerably since the days of pioneers like Sara Orihara and Michiko Togo. Thanks to the resilience and hard work of these and many other Rikeijo, more and more women are able to pursue careers in scientific fields today. It is important to remember their efforts and sacrifices.